The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come on forward. So how is everyone this morning? Do you know what this is? Have any idea what this is? They can kind of see on the other side. It is a mirror. Kind of cool, huh? There we are. But unfortunately for me, the only thing I can see in a mirror if I look in it is me. That's not very fun, all right? I'd rather you had a chance to see yourselves, all right? But that's not the only thing that a mirror is used for. Yes, it reflects you and all the rest of that, but Gus, can you hold on to that for a minute? All right. What a mirror can also do is reflect. So, all of a sudden, that dot right there is from the mirror. Move it. Go ahead, move the mirror. There you go. All of a sudden, you're reflecting. You have control of where that light goes. Now, is the mirror the source of that light? Is the mirror the source? Nope. This is the source. And the mirror does all kinds of cool reflecting stuff. All right, have to turn it all the way off. All right. Today, Jesus told us that we are the light of the world. We're really more like mirrors. All right? Not that you can see, you know, other people can see their face in you, but you get to reflect the light of Jesus. You get to bring it into dark places. You can bring it into other places. You can be part of the celebration. Have you ever seen one of those mirror balls hanging over a dance floor where they put light on it and it goes all over the place? That's what we get to do. We get to take the light from Christ and shine it. Reflect it. Bring it where it's needed. That's the light that you get to carry. That's the light that you get to reflect. That's the light that shines to us and then through us. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for providing our light and for calling us to bring that light with us wherever we can. Help us to reflect your light. Help us to live your love. Help us, Lord, to care for our neighbors. And we thank you for today, Lord. Amen.